Dora from the Royal Opera House in Covent Garden. Katie Mitchell's radical interpretation is conducted by the Baroque specialist Harry Bickett. Time now, though, for Music Planet with Catherine Tickell.
Welcome to Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tickell, and we've got a programme full of contrast. Starting off there with Africa Negra from the forthcoming Bongo Joe release Antologia Volume 1, which celebrates nearly five decades of the band's journey through rumba and Congolese soukous with touches of Ghanaian high life. Coming up, we've got music from Barbados, a meditation on light from Korean multi-instrumentalist Park Ji-ha. We've got Irish traditional song, contemporary Scottish pipe tunes, a new release from Old Stage's Taj Mahal and Rai Kuda, Malian guitar magic from this week's classic artist, and more. But let's head to northwest Yunnan province now for a song from renowned Nashi vocalist Kurt Jinkar. And Nashi folk songs are typically full of references to landscape and nature. You get lots of snow-clad mountains, rushing rivers, spring flowers. And the title of this one translates as Beautiful White Clouds. Beautiful White Clouds from the album Songs of the Naxi of Southwest China, which was put together by the singer there, Ke Jingka, with the express intention of helping to preserve and pass on the traditional music of the Naxi people of China. The album comes out next week on Smithsonian Folkways, and apparently it's the first time that folk songs of the Naxi people, who number about 320,000 throughout the world, have been shared outside China. Now, here on Music Planet today, we're revelling in contrast and unexpected juxtapositions, geographical as well as musical. So from the spacious skies of southwest China, we're on our way to Barbados, by way of Scotland, with a blasting set of tunes now from Old Blind Dogs. Scottish band Old Blind Dogs with two tunes composed by their piper, Ali Hutton. And as a piper myself, I'm always keen to play tunes dedicated to pipe makers. And that first tune there was written for Nigel Richard of Pathhead, a good man sadly missed. And you can find those and more tunes and songs on the new Old Blind Dogs album, Knucklehead Circus. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell, here on BBC Radio 3. And it's time for this week's road trip. And with the England cricket team in the West Indies, the first test match starting next week, we thought it was the ideal time to rejoin DJ and sports journalist Alex Jordan on that great island of music and cricket, Barbados.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Music Planet Road Trip Barbados. I'm Alex Jordan. We start our journey with a song from Jackie Opal, Born in 1938 in Chapman Lane, Bridgetown, Barbados, Dalton Sinclair Bishop, or Jackie Opal, was a revolutionary artist, credited with inventing the Barbadian music spooge, a mixture of ska, calypso and R&B music. He went to Jamaica in the early 60s and was as much a hit there as he was in Barbados, as the mighty Gabby explains.
He was a great artist, wrote his own songs, and he wrote all the genres. He would write ska, he would write reggae, he would write calypso, he would write ballad, he would write blues, you know, and his favorite song for me, well, the one I love most is Cry Me a River. Jackie was so good that Bob Marley and the Wailers sang background vocals for Jackie Opal. That's who you're talking about. And Bob said that he was way ahead of his time. Way ahead.
You got to go down on your knees, cry me a river. You got to go down on your knees, cry me a sea. Well, ever since the world began, man was always sought by woman. That is why, that is why you go to go right. You got to go down on your knees and hurt yourself. You got to break your heart the same way you broke mine. Ungrateful person I ever met. And now you leave me here alone to regret. But just because he treated you so unkind, the first person was on your mind is I. And now you come back to me. But you're gonna be sorry. You gotta cry. You gotta cry. You gotta cry. You gotta cry.
Jackie Opal with Cry Me a River. This is Music Planet Road Trip Barbados. And from 1965, we fast forward to the early 80s. My next selection might be controversial, as Wikipedia calls Eddie Grant a British Guyanese artist. And though most certainly Guyanese, Eddie Grant made Barbados his home and was instrumental in making Barbados a global music factory with his Ice Records.
Eddie Grant belongs to the whole Caribbean. The 98% of my recordings of Eddie Grant, and he played instruments on every single recording. He was the producer. He is the publisher. Eddie is just amazingly great. And you know, I don't have a closer friend in the world than Eddie Grant.
You invite me to a war party. You know, killed off all the Indians and you killed off all the slaves, but not quite so you kill off the remains. You look for me, I'm looking for you. I can't believe what they say about you is true, that you're a bastard just like Pharaoh. You kill the children just like Pharaoh. Now you send a ticket for me. It don't have RSVP. Oh Lord, it's a war party. Me no wanna go. Everybody seems to be inviting me to a war party. Me no wanna go. Heard about the last one, so thanks, but no thank you. Yo. You invited all our wise men many times before to dance around your fires and even out your scores. And when toll's taken of the valiant and the brave, the only decoration is the one upon the grave. Oh no, you're a bastard just like Pharaoh. You killed the children just like Pharaoh. Now you send a ticket for me, and it don't have a RSVP. Oh Lord, it's a war party. Me no wanna go. Everybody seem to be inviting me to a war party. Me no wanna go. Heard about the last one, so thanks, but no thank you. Yo ho.
Eddie Grant on the Music Planet Road Trip Barbados. I am Alex Jordan. We've been hearing the voice of the mighty Gabby, perhaps the most significant and perennial artist to have ever come out of Barbados. So we stay in the 80s. It was a heyday in Barbadian music. And as much as you know Barbados for music, Rihanna made sure of that, you will also know Barbados for cricket. And Gabby is the game's biggest fan. He even wrote a hit to prove it.
That song, I was a cricket fanatic. And I was by Eddie Grant's house. And cricket was on. And just like now, it's England and the West Indies. And we had a very, very good team at the time. And the guys were up by Eddie Grant, just came up to say hello. So you had like Malcolm Marshall, Joe Garner, so Viv Richards and so on, who was just Viv Richards at the time. So we were just lying in the studio. And this thought just hit me, and I went outside, told nobody anything. And when the guys left, I said, Eddie, I just wrote a song called Hit It. He said, yeah, Gabberts, let me hear it, man. He said, I love that song, man. And we went in and recorded it.
Jill was playing cricket with me on a pasta one day. She bowling like soba. And get the ball play. She start with in and out swingers that puzzle me. Every time that I make a stroke, I miss in she bowl it slow. I run my toe to blister she. But when I play for a break, it was googly. She tell me, hit it, how you missing so? Hit it, you used to brag before. Hit it, if you could handle me. Hit it, hit it and let me see. Hit it, hit it in the corner.
Mighty Gabby with Hit It. Let's move on now from the 80s to the 90s, a time when big Bajan bands ruled the airwaves of the Caribbean. Spice and Company, Crossfire, and Square One, only to name a few. Alison Hines was the lead vocalist of Square One and remains to this day one of the biggest soca artists in the world. I chose the 1997 Square One hit Ay Ay Ay, where the Alison Hines vocal is on full display.
Come up to my bouncy boy and
aye, aye, aye.
Come up to my bouncy boy and
aye, aye, aye.
Look the Bajan whining, look St. Lucian whining, Dominican whining, West Indian, West Indian.
Yay. Alison Hines and Square One on the Music Planet Road Trip Barbados. I've run out of time now, so let's come to the present day where Barbadian musicians are making every kind of music. I chose Nikita Brown for my last tune because this is a real party tune and because Nikita represents the millennials.
I am a singer, songwriter, now radio announcer, Bajan, 100% Bajan. I love soca because, I mean, it's we one and it's something that we could claim and say. I mean, I love the music, I love the people, I love the time around Crop Over, which is the biggest festival celebrating music, and you know, my song is about drinking, which happens often. I know we have the Barney Army here and I know they love their beers. We don't hear, we love our rum and sometimes tequila, and the song, you know, is basically about him forgetting my name because he is so drunk. Yes indeed, I have to take in some cricket at some point. I just love the vibe, man. When the Barney Army is here, you definitely know they're here.
We talking about the Music Planet Road Trip Barbados!
And I ask him for tequila!
That's all I have time for. So thank you for listening to Music Planet Road Trip Barbados with me, Alex Jordan.
Thanks to Alex Jordan for that Music Planet road trip to Barbados. And don't forget, if you go onto BBC Sounds, you can download all of our road trips to listen to at your leisure. Now, from Barbados, we're heading off to Ireland and a very fresh approach to traditional singing from Inni Kay, or at least a new approach to the setting of the songs. Her vocals are uncompromisingly true to the tradition, but she's placing the songs in a very new sound world. Minimalist piano, percussion, clarinets and fiddle. I'm going to play you one of the more upbeat numbers, Cuchinandi, which is a dandling song. It's kind of something that you would sing to children. It's more about the melody and the rhythm than the meaning of the words. And this is a song that I've heard many times over the years, but Inni Kay's version just stopped me in my tracks with the unexpectedness of the accompaniment. See what you think.
Hupsa yonya roher for the voher balls, only borny bore the hoik she sows the throat. Hupsa yonya roher for the voher balls, only born there her hoik she sows the throat. Cookanandy nandy, cookanandy o, cookanandy nandy, cookanandy o, cookanandy nandy, cookanandy o. Bertin yon ye tear the sinin fill of a yon. He didn't dance, dance, no, he didn't dance today. He didn't dance, dance, no, nor yesterday. He didn't dance, dance, no, he didn't dance today. He didn't dance, dance, no, nor yesterday. Throw him up, throw him up, I throw him up. Up and he'll come down by and by. Throw him up, high, throw him up, up and he'll come down by and by. Throw him over, over, throw him over, see. Throw him over, over, and he'll be here today. Throw him over, over, throw him over, see. Throw him over, over, and he'll be here for day. Cookin' Andy, Nandy, cookin' Andy, yo. cook-a-nandy-nandy, cook-a-nandy-o. Cook-a-nandy-nandy, cook-a-nandy-o. Pretty on it, you're the sinning fill of a yo. Piper, sell your pipes and buy your wife a gown. Piper, sell your pipes and buy your wife a gown. I wouldn't sell my pipes for all the wives in town. Cook-a-nandy-nandy, cook-a-nandy-o. Cook-a-nandy-nandy, cook-a-nandy-o. Cook-a-nandy-nandy, cook-a-nandy-o. Partignon, it's here, the sinning fill of a yo.
Innie Kay with Cook-a-nandy from her new album Innian, and she's got live dates coming up in the next couple of months, mainly in her home country of Ireland, but with a little jaunt over to Scotland's Girvan Folk Festival at the end of April. Now, we've got a story coming up of long-time friendship and lifetimes of musical collaboration and understanding. Four lifetimes, actually. It's all summed up in the new album from Rai Kuda and Taj Mahal, who almost 60 years after they first played together have reunited with an album of music from two of their heroes, bluesmasters Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, who, although they did have solo careers, were best known for their 45-year musical partnership, which began in 1939. So, paying tribute to them, here's Taj Mahal and Rai Kuda with Hooray Hooray from their new album Get On Board, the songs of Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, which comes out on April the 22nd on Nonesuch Records.
Go! lock this door and throw that key away. Yes, I'm gonna lock this door and throw that key away. I ain't going home. I'll stay right here all day. And I told the parade, the women is killing me.
A little stateside duo of tracks there, Taj Mahal and Rai Kuda, from their new album Get On Board, the songs of Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, out next month, followed by Nashville-based fiddler George Jackson with Chicago tune from his album Hair and Hide, which is named after some of the raw materials of the fiddle and the banjo. Literally what bluegrass and old-time music is made of. And the banjo player there was Frank Evans. I'm going to play you another instrumental now, very different in mood and intention. This is from Korean multi-instrumentalist and composer Park Ji-ha. It's called Sunrise and it's a meditation on the intersection between music and light. Korean multi-instrumentalist Park Ji-ha with Sunrise from her new release, The Gleam, which came out last week. And like her previous album, it's a completely solo work. She composed and played everything on it. You're listening to Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tekel, and I don't know if you ever get that thing where a piece of music comes on and it's just absolutely perfect for that particular moment, that place, that time or that mood. Well, this next track came up on Random Play as I got into my van, and as I drove away from home with the sheep all about to lamb and all looking a bit sorry for themselves in the drizzly Northumbrian weather, this song from Malian guitarist and singer Abib Kwate came on, and it was just exactly the right thing. So I've chosen him for this week's classic artist. I'll tell you a little bit more about him later, but here's the song, Wasiye.
Yeah.
this week's classic artist, Malian guitarist Abib Kwate with Wasiye, which was from his second album, Maya, which came out in 1998. And Abib was born into a very musical family in 1958 and always says that nobody really taught him to play the guitar. He just watched his parents and it kind of rubbed off on him. He's fascinated by the wealth of different traditions and styles within Mali's musical culture and takes great joy in working them into his own compositions and sees himself as a kind of musical melting pot for them all. If you want to hear more Abib Kwate, look out for his duo album with Eric Bibb, Brothers in Bamako. He's also been doing some work with Jackson Brown, and his own most recent album was Karifa in 2019. So go and seek him out if you haven't already. And also, if you feel that there's a particular musician that you think we should be featuring in our classic artist spot, feel free to get in touch. Just email musicplanet@bbc.co.uk, or you can try Twitter at BBC Radio 3 using the hashtag musicplanet. So just tell us which artist, which track and why. Back to today, we've got time for a couple more tracks. Here's Swedish trio Krylia, whose repertoire of choice is a Romani music from Russia and Eastern Europe. And I really like the conversation here between the voice and the fiddle.
Тема пела чес разная, и дьянгла манде мире бешаджа. Те атупале, дам руками бе, и дам руками бе, те то ламана. De a tu pale, de mru kami be, i de mru kami be, de to la manandre e pu.
Trio Krylia with Tuma Piav from their album Roma Songs from Russia and Eastern Europe. And that's about it from us here on Music Planet. Next week, Lupa Qatari will be talking to Tuareg songwriter and guitarist Emdu Mokhtar ahead of his UK tour next month. So I'm going to leave you with a little taster. Here's the title track from his latest album on Matador Records, Afrique Victime.
Emdu Mokhtar, ending this week's Music Planet, presented by Catherine Tickell. The producer was Felix Carey. And now here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for J to Z.
Welcome, I'm Kevin Legrand, and on the show today we have the fabulous Artemis, recorded live in Toronto, and a mountain of excellent new music with a few classics thrown in for good measure. We're going to start with something lively and upbeat from the Austrian saxophonist Muriel Grossman. This is African Dance.